Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Our devotion for today is entitled, Don't Forget to Rejoice. It was written by Jill Pope and is being read by Susan Daves. Don't forget to rejoice. In Psalm 118, verse 24, we hear these words. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Do I view this as a commandment? Do I live this as a commandment? Do I teach this as a commandment? The Lord has made this day and every day so that I might be alive. And if I am going to live, what shall I do with the time I have on this earth? I could lament. There are many things in this world that are worthy of tears. There is pain and suffering in this world. I could ignore. I could go about my earthly life working, traveling, buying things, and enjoying the pleasures of the world. I could consider myself to be my own purpose. I could work hard to learn, to develop my talents, to earn money in order to gain fame and fortune. Or if I view this verse as a commandment, as a call to action, perhaps I begin to understand. I have received a gift. When I focus on what Jesus teaches me, then I learn where to see a path and rejoice in where it leads me. Jesus says the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. He follows this with love your neighbor as yourself, and that all other commandments are based on these two. I can begin each day praying that I see the needs of others and rejoice when I am able to help. I can look for what is good in God's creation and be glad in it. I can celebrate, hug, and dance. I can laugh and love and share. How else does one show gratitude for the gifts we receive? I can share my talents instead of hoarding them. I can be present for those who have a need. And once I have started doing this, others will have a space to rejoice and be glad as well. Each and every day that I am in this kingdom that God has made, I have the privilege of choosing how I perceive and react to what is in my life. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in heaven above and in my heart, guide me in seeing the joy that I can bring to those that need help. Guide me to see where my gifts can be shared. And always help me to remember to be grateful for all that you have provided and to rejoice in your glory. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.